Well, I'm very pleased today that the House Agriculture Committee actually took up my PUMP Act, Prevent the Unfair Manipulation of Prices. You know, for the last 3 years as chairman of Oversight and Investigations, I've been investigating the excess of speculation that goes in the energy futures market. And I've drafted legislation. It's been, like I said, 3 years in the making. So I have a very comprehensive legislation that would close the loopholes allowing speculators to artificially inflate the cost of a barrel of crude oil. Would have closed at about $136 a barrel today. So on June 23rd, we had a hearing, and the experts testified that if you had passed a PUMP Act to take the excessive speculation out of a price of a barrel of oil, you could cut that price by 30 to 50%. So instead of being $136, we're probably at about $78. That's really what it should be. And even a guy from Oppenheimer Investments, he testified that should probably be no more than $65 a barrel. So you can see excessive speculation really has ability to run up gas prices, diesel prices, natural gas, home heating oil, all of their energy concerns. So we have this legislation. The speaker has promised that before we leave in August, before we leave for the August break, we're going to have a comprehensive vote on energy speculation legislation. So my bill was one of a couple that they brought up today. So I just, you know, we've worked so hard on this for the last few years. 3 years ago, when I introduced my legislation, no one paid much attention to speculators in the market. But as prices have risen, they've all started to say, hey, maybe Stupak's really onto something here, and let's take a look at this. So I'm very pleased that I had a chance to speak with the chairman after, and he liked some of the provisions of my legislation. Not all of it may become law, but we're certainly going to work hard at it. You know, over the 4th of July, we're home doing all these parades, and people are saying we got to do something with energy prices. We are. It's more than just drilling. It's more than just supply and demand. I believe a lot of it is energy, excessive speculation in the energy markets, and we have the legislation, and we're working very hard every day to try to get this legislation to the floor, get it passed. And, of course, it has to go to the Senate and then the president. I think the president may be our biggest hurdle. After all, he is an oil man.